Good evening, I'm Warren Harris, ZL2AJ from Otorohanga.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2026. Good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Warren?
Thanks, Jim. Good evening. I find myself in the hot seat of President and quite looking forward to rolling up the sleeves and getting into a lot of work that we've got to do for the members and the association. We've got a significant amount of work to do this year and Council is ready and poised to take action to get these jobs done. Council have between us elected Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, as Vice President, and we've currently received two applications to fill the vacancy on Council and invite any further applications to be sent to Debbie by tomorrow. We are reviewing our strategic objectives this year and will, from that, be building out our long-term plan, which will create our future workflow. Updating documents for the study guide, ham cram guidelines, as well as examination procedures can now be found on our website. If you look on our website under the NZART Learn banner, you'll find all the information there. If your branch is planning on running a ham cram this year, please let Debbie know so that she can include it on the website calendar. We often get inquiries, so it's handy to know where we can point potential candidates. If you do know of potential candidates, please encourage them to get in touch with the local branch that is running ham crams or contact either myself or Debbie for guidance here. Planning for the NZART Centenary Conference this year is underway. And after some testing, registrations are, or will be very soon, available online. A paper copy will be available in break-in. Three remits have been received this year and Council has also put forward an additional fourth remit for consideration. These will be published in the next break-in and membership. Ensure your membership is current so that your views can be counted. Ivan, ZL2ATU, has retired as the QSL Bureau Manager. Graham Hawtrey, ZL2AHR, has been appointed NZART's new QSL Manager. We wish to thank Ivan for his many years in this role and wish him all the best in his retirement. Council are now on the lookout for a marketing officer to assist NZART with our public image and give us some help with marketing of the association. If you or anyone you know would like to put their name forward for this role, please pass your details on to Debbie. You don't need to necessarily be an amateur radio operator to fill this role. Soon, NZART is going to send members a survey to give us a little bit of insight into what members are looking for from the association and how we can best serve you. A link will be available on InfoLine and will also be shared with clubs for circulation and branch newsletters. The information we gain from this will help guide us into the future, so please take a short time to complete the survey for us. Debbie's not present at this official broadcast. She's been off sick, so I'll fill in for her briefly. Her message is essentially, if you haven't received your break-in and call book yet, it might be that your subs have lapsed. Please have a look, and if your subs have lapsed, please get your subs in. Or if you think you have already paid, please contact Debbie when she's back to work and she'll be able to fix that up for you. Thanks very much and see you on the air or next month. Over to you, Jim.
Thank you, Warren. NZART President Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Branch 53's Market Day that was to be held on Saturday, March the 7th at Paengaroa has been cancelled. The reason behind this decision is the lack of table registrations to date. And that information was received on the 14th of February from the Branch 53 Secretary, Sid Rowe, ZL1LR. News tonight that the North Shore Radio Club, located in Sunny Nook on Auckland's North Shore, will be holding a used equipment sale on Saturday, the 14th of March. Now the address, 400 East Coast Road, Sunny Nook, and there is plenty of parking. The sale starts 10 a.m. Tables are for sale from $15 each, and the venue will be open for sellers to set up from 8 a.m. Please contact secretary at nsrc.nz, that's secretary at nsrc.nz, to book a table. RWB Communications will be there with a selection of ICOM equipment. Food and refreshments will be available, and your $2 entry fee gets you a raffle ticket in the door prize. That's the North Shore Radio Club used equipment sale, Saturday the 14th of March at 400 East Coast Road, Sunninook, starting at 10 a.m. During our centenary year, the official broadcast will be featuring the voices of members that significantly contributed to our association's history. Here's the NZART historian, Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB.
Good evening. Tonight, our featured member is Dan Wilkinson, ZL2AB, a long-term stalwart of NZART for 64 years. This tribute was originally aired on the official broadcast in May 1990, after Dan became a silent key at the age of 88.
Dan was born at Mokehinui on the West Coast in 1902 and started his career in radio in 1918. In June 1923, permits authorising construction of radio stations were issued. Dan Wilkinson of Motueka is shown in official records as having been licensed as 2AB on June the 8th of that year. He was a foundation member of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters and has been a financial member ever since. Dan was elected to the presidency of the association in 1932. In that year, break-in records reveal that the amateur radio made leaps and bounds in popularity. The membership of NZART doubled, and district branches of the association were formed in all chief centres of the Dominion. Break-in evolved into a magazine of its type second to none in the Southern Hemisphere. The Radio Emergency Corps was also firmly established in all districts. In November 1932, Dan, when stepping down from the presidency, is on record as saying, "I can assure all members that I shall always retain a very keen interest in the welfare of future activities and progress of our association," a commitment he kept for the next 58 years. In 1937, the Radio Emergency Corps held their first national conference. Dan chaired that meeting in Palmerston North. After the Second World War, Dan spent 7 years serving amateurs as the high-frequency permit testing station for the then Post and Telegraph Department. He served as AREC section leader 1952 to 1961 and as search and rescue communications officer for the Taranaki Alpine Club. He was a foundation member of the Old Timers Club in 1954 and has held every office in OTC. Dan took a leading light in the New Plymouth branch, Branch 27, a famous pioneer branch of our association. He held the honour of Honorary Life Vice President, Branch 27. Dan was accorded life membership of NZART at Whanganui Conference in 1987. He was awarded the Queen's Service Medal in the New Year's Honours List announced in 1989. When asked how he felt about that, he said he was thrilled for the sake of amateur radio. Dan was a regular communicator with Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ. They always celebrated the anniversary of their first QSO, made so long ago on the 30th of April in 1924, and so it was this year. Although ill in Taranaki Base Hospital, Dan was taken home by family and friends, especially to make the 66th anniversary contact with his special friend, Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ.
Hello, Tom. Hang on, Dick. I hope you are, and a very good morning to you, and greetings to you and Marion, and congratulations on another year on the anniversary calendar, we'll put it that way. Tom, I'm sorry to say, I'm not in the best shape, but we made it. Tom, I don't know whether you have provision there or not, but I was wondering whether you have a key there. 66 years ago, when this original transmission took place, we were using CW, of course, as most stations did in those days.
Many amateurs checked in after this historical 66th anniversary contact, extending congratulations and best wishes to both stations. Dan acknowledged the calls and expressed his appreciation. Regrettably, just 6 days later, in the Taranaki Base Hospital, Dan passed away. Dan's vision of amateur radio was captured in a break-in issue in 1976, where he said, "I know of no hobby that gives so great a reward for so little cost beyond one's own skill and effort. Here is a challenge to explore the fascination-filled field of radio and electronics, where much has been discovered and more remains for you to find." During the historic and memorable QSO of April the 30th this year, Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ, made the following comments to Dan, ZL2AB, with the well-wishers and listeners on the side.
You have a monument in the hearts and minds of hundreds of the amateur fraternity. Many hundreds of them are indebted to you for encouragement and example. And it's a unique reward that you have to know about that.
With those appropriate comments from Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ, we conclude this special tribute to Dan Wilkinson, ZL2AB.
This is ZL6A. Now here are some dates to put in your diary, September the 19th and the 20th. Yes, they are the dates for Topfest in Blenheim. Now Westfest is usually held in Murchison, alternating with Eastfest in Ashburton. This year, it'll be hosted by the Marlborough branch, with an appropriate name change, Topfest, at the Vintage Car Club Rooms, Brayshaw Park, 26 Arthur Baker Street in Blenheim. Now expect a further update around June, when the organisers will be asking for speakers, and that advanced information from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Crew 12 has arrived aboard the International Space Station, and amateur radio operators, as usual, are part of the group. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, brings us up to date.
The ISS is back to its customary occupancy of 7 people following the arrival on Saturday, February 14th of Crew 12. They are NASA astronauts Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV, and Jessica Mayer, as well as European Space Agency astronaut Sophie Adenau, KJ5LTN, and Russian cosmonaut Andrei Fedyayev. In addition to the expected schedule of ERIS contacts, Crew 12 will be kept busy with a variety of studies, including how physical characteristics have an impact on blood flow during spaceflight, as well as a look at on-demand intravenous fluid generation for space missions to follow. This is Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
Developers of open-source projects for amateur radio have a chance to be recognized for their efforts again this year with the Amateur Radio Software Award. Stephen Kinford, N8WB, tells us how to nominate a project before the deadline this month.
The Amateur Radio Software Award is a global award encouraging innovative problem-solving that leads to sharing within the ham radio community. To qualify for the award, the software must be available for free download and use. It must also be free of malicious hidden codes and capable of being improved in collaboration with others. Last year, the award committee chose Sebastian Delmont, KI2D, author of the popular Ham2K portable logger that is widely used by POTA activators. A monetary award accompanies the honor. Nominations are being accepted through to the 28th of February. You can find an online nomination form by following the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year to everyone. We start with Wellington Branch 50, where the club's annual general meeting will be held prior to the regular Tuesday 17th of March meeting, beginning at 7pm at the Johnsonville Community Centre in Room 1A. There will also be a while informal get-together over tea, coffee and cake from 10:30am on Sunday the 22nd of February in the Common Ground Cafe at the Waitohi Hub. That's above the library and next to the swimming pool in Johnsonville. Please RSVP by emailing mike@zl2wb.com before the 20th of February so he can confirm numbers with the cafe. And as usual, there will be a regular January social group catch-up hosted by George ZL2AG at his QTH at 14 Vicenta Avenue in Nio from 1:30pm. Down to the South Island now and Nelson Branch 26. The next event on the club's social calendar is the annual combined barbecue with Marlborough Branch 22 at the Carloop Domain in Rye Valley on Saturday the 14th of March starting 11am onwards. See your newsletter for details of what to bring. And to Marlborough Branch 22, where the annual general meeting will be held on the 12th of March, starting 7:30pm at the Emergency Operations Centre at the Wither Road Extension in Blenheim. Now to Otago Branch 30 in ZRT, where meetings are held most Wednesday evenings at 7:30pm at the clubrooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 25th of February, there will be a talk on the antenna rotator controller. On the 4th of March, there will be a field day debrief. And on the 18th of March, there will be a practical session at Peter ZL4LV's QTH on Saddle Hill Road on testing and tuning antennas with a VNA. And finally, on the 25th of March, ZL2CHAR will talk about boat anchors. And finally, we travel even further south to South Otago Branch 35 NZART, which will have its annual picnic on Sunday, March the 8th, starting at 10:30am at Naish Park, which is on Charlotte Street in Balclutha. Bring a chair, drink and food for the barbecue. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm, on Sunday the 29th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2026. Good night, everyone. Good night now.